Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours. All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning, good morning. It is December the 20th, 2021, Monday. A beautiful, frigid, chilly morning here on Delmarva. Great weekend. Everything is going great. It's so strange. Everything is going great, but everything is so bad. Insane. It's insane. I mean, this, could we not be in a worse time to have to restrain from fucking making comments? Oh my God. And people have become so fucking fragile. I don't know what to fucking make of it, people. I am just, is this a test, God? Are you testing me? Is that what it is? Because I'm up for it. I don't mind. If it's about me restraining from having a comment about somebody else's behavior, I don't mind. But what bugs me is I can't seem to restrain from thinking that these people are fucking idiots. I was talking to somebody last night. I'm going to keep everybody anonymous. They told me that someone close to us got COVID and survived. Yeah, they got COVID. They were down for a couple days, but they're doing better. I'm like, so they got the flu. Oh, no, it was worse than that. I go, but they're alive. I mean, there was no, you know, when did having the flu not be bad? The flu's bad. I hear people are having more trouble now with the flu than they are COVID. It's so weird. You know, and this person, I said, so they're okay. They've had it now. Oh, we got to wear a mask. We got to get our mask going. I'm just like, fuck this shit. Pardon me, but this is fucking stupid, people. Use your fucking brains. Use your brains. I mean, it's not hard. You don't have to do too much research to learn about what we're really going through here. You don't have to do a lot of research. I watch this guy, Dr. McCullough. And this is my podcast. You don't like this shit, turn it off. But I'm going to tell, you know, I do a lot of research. I watch a lot of stuff about this topic. And this guy, Dr. McCullough, said that if you take 6 ounces of water and 2 tablespoons of iodine and mix a solution and use it through a neti pot and then gargle with the rest on a daily basis at the end of the day, whether you're out on a holiday, you're out at a dinner, you're out at a game, you're out doing something, and throughout the day maybe you build up a high viral load up into your nasals and mouth, flush out with this benzodiazepine, iodine and water, hydrogen peroxide and water solution at the end of your day, and it clears out all of the COVID out of your nose and mouth. It kills it instantly. This guy says if we had done this in the very beginning, we would have eliminated 85% of the deaths. You know? Can't say that. People get all upset. He also said that if you have COVID, you can't get it twice. People get all fucking pumped up. What? I've had it twice. I know people that have had it twice. He says you can't get it twice. What happened early on in this thing was that a lot of people tested positive for COVID, and really what they were testing positive for was the flu. They didn't really have a test that distinguished between the two, right? So if you just had the flu and it and you were sick, they called it COVID. If you had COVID, they called it COVID. So, and then what happens is these people are eventually getting COVID for the first time, and they're thinking it is their second time, when this guy says it is, there is no case of it. The CDC was pressed, show us a case of someone having COVID two times. They couldn't do it. The CDC could not do it, and they have now admitted that you cannot have COVID twice. So according to this doctor, if you've had COVID, you no longer need to wear a mask or get vaccinated, which makes total sense. I mean, what the fuck? These people last night explaining to me that friends of ours had gotten COVID and they had made it through. And I started to say, well, there it is. You know why? Because they basically just had the flu. But my wife said, stop. Don't do it. Get off the soapbox. And yeah, I don't want to be on a soapbox. But fuck, man. Where are we headed here? Where are we headed here? This doctor says that the biggest problem, the biggest issue for people that are worried about COVID is weight. Can't talk about fat people because that hurts their feelings. And I understand. But God damn it, you know, it also hurt my feelings when people talk to me about how I drank too much. You're a drunk. You're an asshole. You're a fucking mess. That hurt my feelings. You know, that was when the games changed for me, was when my ego took a hit. And this Dr. McCullough says that the people that are at most risk are fat people. I'm sorry if that hurts your feelings. And the reason is because this COVID attacks the fat water molecules, the cells. And when you're fat, you have more of them. And apparently it pulls out more moisture, creating more fluid, creating more problems. Listen, I'm just spreading the message. You know, I remember someone told me, they said, how can I stop eating? I said, saw halfway through a leg of a chair, let the fat person sit on it, and when it crashes to the ground and everybody sees them, they feel amazingly ashamed and embarrassed, then they make a change. But we can't, you know, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And listen, man, if you're fat, I'm sorry. You know, I'm an alcoholic, right? I'm an alcoholic, and I'm a fucking mess when it comes to when I start drinking. Fat people, they're addicted to food, and they're a mess. The problem when you're fat compared to when you're an alcoholic is people don't feel bad for alcoholics. People feel bad for fat people. Oh, poor thing. Poor thing. Poor thing. That's fucking annoying. The poor thing can't stop doing what the fuck they want to do, which is eating. It's an addiction. When I drink too much, the what ends up happening, I end up with crooked cars and fat livers and, you know, no family and, you know, homeless. Fat people just end up fat with a lot of sad people around them, feeling bad for them. It's really... same thing. It's the same thing. People that are fat are the ones that are the most at risk from this COVID-19. And elderly. But elderly, I mean, shit. My mom, she got COVID. She didn't die. We are completely off fucking track. We're completely off track, and it's sad. Benzedine. Water, flush through a neti pot every day. At the end of the day, will flush out the viral load out of your nose and mouth that you may pick up throughout the day, especially at a Christmas party. You know, get into habits. Yeah. Ivermectin, there's different drugs. You know, this guy talks about how there was a whole plan when this started. Groups of doctors on the ground, boots on the ground, figuring out treatments to prevent hospitalizations of the COVID-19. And at some point, they decided to do a vaccine, and all that went by the wayside. hydrochloroquine, ivermectin, monoclonal antibodies, zinc, all these tools and medications that are in place just for this, all pushed to the side because, you know, they got all high and mighty on vaccines. This guy breaks down how the first thing you do is the disease is released, right? I don't know if it was done on purpose. I still don't understand that, but it is what it is, right? And the fear is created. And then masks. And then sending people to stay home and isolate. And then take away all the things that we love. And when just when the people can't take it anymore, they fucking give you a little beam of light, a vaccine. And I listen, I love vaccines. Good for you. I took the first two, right? I got the vaccine. I want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. But I'm not fucking taking a booster. No. I'm not fucking taking a fourth one. No. I'd rather fucking flush out my nose every day with benzodiazepine and water than fucking shoot another injection into me. And I regret I even did my kids. I've been programmed. I've been programmed by the same layout. Create the fear, isolate, take everything that I used to have away, and then give me an option. Created the fear, and I jumped on board. And the reality is I'm a perfectly healthy 53-year-old man who runs, eats well, takes care of himself, does not drink, does not use drugs. I'm fucking healthy. Fucking healthy, man. And I am being fucking grouped into a group of people that aren't fat, diabetic. And listen, I'm not perfect. I have my moments. I struggle with my weight. I've talked about it on this podcast. I'm addicted to food too. Right? I have a fucking, it is not, I mean, I can eat some fucking cookies. I can wake up with some same shame and guilt that I woke up with in the past from drinking. I can wake up with that same shame and guilt from eating too many cookies. So I'm not perfect. I'm fat. I'm potentially a fatso. I just choose not to go down that route, but I'm a capable. And here we are. And it is just, it's fucking, it's stupid, man. It is just fucking stupid. And now they're like shutting. I'm like, they're trying, you know, we have family up in New York. My part of my family works up in Broadway. They're shutting down the shows again. You know, does all the lights and audio and stuff. And one of these shows up in Broadway, and they're closing down the shows. It's like, how do we go through it all over again? How do we go through it all over again? It's just fucking stupid. I'm just so over it. And then, you know, you watch football games. I watched the game last night, the Packers game. The fucking crowd is packed, right? Everybody's packed in there. No masks. It's almost like the whole world is over it, but this small group of people that's still on it are pressing on, right? And still lingering around and making you feel like we should have a mask on. And now they're saying in California, they're suggesting people wear masks again inside their own houses. It's fucking stupid. I say that, you know, restrain from pen and tongue. Everything I say today, you know, is just me being annoyed. Could I restrain from saying this? Probably. But you know what? Somebody needs to. Somebody needs to. It's just, it's gotten out of control. You know, look up a solution, benzodiazepine and water, get a neti pot, use that on a daily basis at the end of the day. It'll help bring down the viral load if you're exposed to the coronavirus. You know, if you're not feeling well, there's a, here, I'll give it to you. I have a website. I'll give it to you right now. This is called... So the website is americasfrontlinedoctors.org. americasfrontlinedoctors.org. And these are a group of doctors that are not associated with Big Pharma. And you can reach out if you are sick. If you wake up today and you don't feel that well, you go to your doctor and you test positive for COVID, reach out to this website. They will help you with ivermectin, hydrochloroquine, monoclonal antibodies. Zinc. They will help you with the regimen that has saved tons of people. Joe Rogan, the president, Donald Trump. Donald Trump got the protocol. He just could not articulate the best way to put it out there. Hydrochloroquine, monoclonal antibodies. There are options, people, for those who get sick that don't want to end up in the hospital. Oh, the hospital numbers are up. Yeah, because they're not doing anything for people that are fucking testing positive and giving them a pre-treatment just before you end up in a hospital. They're banning ivermectin. They're banning hydrochloroquine. They're banning monoclonal antibodies. It's fucking stupid. If you get sick, if you woke up today and you had a fever, go to America's frontline doctors, reach out to them, and find out what you need to do to get a prescription for ivermectin, monoclonal antibodies. Because you can't get it probably at your doctor. Maybe you can. I don't know. It's not easy. Take that regimen and you'll be better in a day. I mean, Joe Rogan did the same thing, got better in a day. Aaron Rodgers, those are just some of the famous names that did it. Ivermectin, monoclonal antibodies, vitamin D, and a zinc, and he was better in 2 days. Honestly, those are for the, I think that's for the people that really can't take it, because there's other people. I mean, Pat McAfee, I mean, he got sick, he had a fever, right? What happened? We used to be able to get a fucking fever. We used to be able to tough it out. You got sick, you get fucking, you toughed it out. This isn't nothing new. The problem is we weren't so fucking fat back in the day. Oh, now we can't stop eating. Listen, no fault to anybody else's. It's expensive to try to eat healthy. It's easy to slip into that kind of cheap food. It happens to us all the time. Hit McDonald's, we do Chick-fil-A. Sorry that you're fat. I apologize for you. I apologize that I'm even pointing it out, but God damn it. Bad deal. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I'm... The worst part is I feel absolutely fantastic. I feel fantastic, man. Been out running. Ran with my son the other morning. I don't know if I did a podcast since then. I ran with my boy, my 16-year-old. I told him, I said, 16 years ago, I fucking ran this trail with you in a baby stroller. 16 years ago, we ran on that trail with him in a baby stroller. And 16 years later, and he's pacing me. And it is, I mean, it's so awesome, right? I mean, that to me is what life's about. It's what life's about for me today. I have this corner Yeah. I'm, you know, it's hard. It's hard to try to make a point. It's hard when you're unfortunately discussing, you know, fat and weight and stuff like that. But, you know, someone's got to fucking say it. It's gotten so bad. It's embarrassing. And, you know, someone needs to. And I, you know, if my intentions were to make someone feel bad and hurt their feelings just to make myself a bit feel better, it's not that. It's not that. But we have an epidemic in this country of weight problems and diabetes and heart disease and lung disease because it's just this gluttonous lifestyle. And I was talking to my father-in-law last night, and I'm like, you know, this is the worst I've ever seen this country in my whole life. I've been alive 53 years. It's the worst I've ever seen. The government's the worst. The hypocrisy is the worst. You know, watching these congressmen, you know, do day trading and just fucking blatantly just doing whatever the fuck they want to do. Where 10 years ago, you know, if you day traded and you were in Congress, that's illegal. But they just do it now. You know, there's just the blatant disregard for the law, the greed, the gluttony, you know. And fat is just a fucking byproduct of all that. You know, I was saying, you know, and I'm not religious, but we need religion or something. You know, we're headed, and you know, it's a story that has repeated itself over and over. You know, as a kid, I grew up thinking about this country, and I thought, wow, this country is amazing, right? It's so strong. It's fucking going to be around forever. It's not very old. It is not very old. You know, what is it? It's a few hundred years old, right? A few hundred years old. Before that, the Indians were here. Before that, fucking, you know, prehistoric animals and shit. But this country, as the shape it's in right now, is not that old. And the way we're headed, it won't be around that long. It's not going to be around that long. We're fucking, how can we expect to be around that long if we cannot stop fucking putting food in our mouths, the amount of money that we spend, the greed, the gluttony, the medication, I mean, what's the end picture look like? The poor keep getting poorer and the rich keep getting richer. You know, that January 6th thing that happened with Donald Trump, you know, I remember I was so fucking pissed. I remember there were some people on my Facebook that were like, yes! And I was like, fucking unfriend them, you unpolitical motherfucker, you unpatriotic asshole. But now I'm like, you know what? It's going to happen again, and it's going to be worse. This country's getting sick of this fucking government. You know, this Bring Back America bill that they were trying to do, I stopped believing in all that bullshit. But they can't even get this stupid bill passed. You know, and the whole bill was about helping America, build back America. You know, with daycare, there was this last hopeful part of the bill, I guess, was this daycare thing. I don't even know because I don't need daycare anymore. But they even had it so that the states could opt out of it. It's like it was just a whole lot of fucking, here, feel better, but you're getting none of this. People are going to get sick of that shit, man. People are going to be sick of being unhappy. You know, businesses are surprised. Nobody wants to work. Who the fuck wants to work for a company that doesn't pay you any money and it's a shitty-ass job? The problem that the pandemic, and I don't know if this was designed or not designed. I'm not sure they were expecting people to how they would react when you put a little bit of, when you unpaused life. Because to me, as soon as you start working, as soon as you get into that grind of life that we've created here in the United States and on this planet, you pause living. You start performing. Helping. But you're not living. Then you take all that away and take having to go to work away and you stay home and you start realizing, wow, I have not been living. I've been providing help to a company, but as far as me living a life and experiencing life, it hasn't been happening, and people are starting to get a taste of it, and they're like, fuck, what the hell am I doing? It's It's weird. You know, I'm so glad I'm 53. I'm so glad that I'm going to be fucking dead in like 35 years, hopefully. God damn. It's fucking a waste of damn time. But, you know, having said all that, I'm very happy and grateful and blessed. Very happy, grateful, and blessed. Christmas is coming. Went to Shelville last night. So awesome. Took one of our kids. And took my in-laws. They just loved it. And, you know, it's great to be able to... I'm so grateful I live in a small town. I just don't know what it'd be like living in a big city. You know, with these mandates and all this shit. You know, luckily here in this little small town USA, you know, you can go to the local Shelville and Shelville is this the most wonderful fucking thing I've ever been to, right? We have a local builder here, the Shell Brothers, who do an amazing job building houses, and they do quite well at it. They have a lot of success at it. And they built this whole thing called Shellville, which is basically the size of, I would say, of a football field, maybe a little bigger, full of shops and buildings and a roller skating rink and food and just all this great stuff. And they let you go. You can go there for free. And they started, I think it probably runs for the month of December. It's just awesome. You know, what a feel-good story. You know, if I was going to lay in bed and fantasize of some amazing story that would happen in my life, it would go something like, you know, create a business, have a lot of success, and then one day maybe build a winter wonderland in the neighborhood so all the families and friends and neighbors and citizens of the area could come and do it for free. Give back, right? That's what these guys have done. I'm like, fucking awesome. Went there last night, just had the best time. Just, you know, I don't know what to expect. You know, my people say, well, they worry about the kids. The kids will adjust. I guess it's just always, you know, an opinion of people that have been around, right? Somebody compare life. You know, this new life where we're headed, I don't know what it looks like. I feel like we're headed away from of using currency and more plastic. And, you know, the worst part about it is it talks about this in the Bible. And I'm not even religious. But it talks about, you know, when the currency slips away into this more plastic card form. And, you know, I feel like we're headed to, like a Sodom and Gomorrah, this moment where God, right, if you believe in that, comes down and basically says, you are fucking out of control. Goodbye. Goodbye. But that's where it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. You know, the behavior of people these days is just insane. I don't know what to make of it. All right. Well, that's my rant for the year. Let me see what we got here. Let me see if we can do a little reading, and then I'll just leave you guys alone. But, I am really frustrated and burned out and pretty sad. But it'll pass. You know, I'm grateful that I don't drink. Grateful I'm sober today. So grateful. And, you know, it is what it is. All right, let's see. Daily reflections. Let's see. Maybe this can help us. Choo-choo-choo. Mm-hmm. Oh no, my daily reflections doesn't work either. Jeez. Oh, here, maybe this is it. The rewards of giving. This is indeed the kind of giving that actually demands nothing. He does not expect his brother sufferer to pay him or even to love him. And then he discovers that by the divine paradox of this kind of giving, he has found his own reward, whether his brother has yet received anything or not. 12 steps, 12 traditions. Through experience with the 12-step work, I came to understand the rewards of giving that demand nothing in return. At first, I expect recovery and others, but I soon learned that this did not happen. Once I acquired the humility to accept the fact that every 12-step call was not going to result in a success, then I was open to receiving the rewards of selfless giving. That's terrific. It's awesome. I hope everyone has a great day, and I'll catch you later. Bye. Everything's different again.
Let my love take it slowly. Okay.